weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kolpom. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kolpom.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kolpom, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Tuesday. I think it's, June 21st? And it's 2016. And we're here to talk about you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do markets, the economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruption, elections, Brexits. Hey, gosh. Do you believe we have to talk about that? And very simply, whatever comes to my psychotic mind, we will discuss. Simple as that. Hope you're having a good day. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kolpom. Also, press the money management button to want to know what we're doing. We'd like to know what you're doing. Press the subscribe button. You get the our notes to you. Also, read our commentary articles. We post sarcasm, charts of the day, news of the day. And we're putting up a big webcast this weekend. If you'd like to purchase that webcast, go check it out. It's $39. And that's that. And we cover everything from soup to nuts. We will go through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of charts for you on the weekend for you to access, ACCESS, and all that stuff. Just press the button at GaryK.com. All right, a few things of note here. Which do I want to start with? Tesla. You know, Tesla is owned by Elon Musk, and so is SolarCity. Tesla's doing some deal to buy SolarCity. It's incestuous. It's weird. And when I was told about it, I figured, okay, Tesla's probably down $5. Tesla's down $27, down about 13%. That's a big drop for Tesla on that news. So I just want to let you know out of the get-go, there's some late breaking news on that. We don't own Tesla. It has been a dead stock for quite a while. It's actually been on our list for potentially shorting. Remember what we've been telling you, these glamour names are not acting well. Well, that's a big drop tomorrow. And interesting enough, Tesla just did a secondary a few weeks ago. Anyway, we think Elon Musk is a genius, but we also think he takes advantage of government and government grants to fuel his businesses. He loses a ton of money in Tesla. He loses a ton of money in SolarCity. I think I'm going to start some companies and lose a ton of money in, I don't know, whatever. Hey, I'm just stating facts. What can I tell you? Thursday, the Brexit. Britain exiting the European Union. I'm sure if you follow markets and the economy and all that stuff, you are reading about it, you are hearing about it. George Soros is out saying devastation will happen if they vote to leave the European Union. Now, he's a pretty smart guy, a lot smarter than me, a lot richer than me. Far be it for me to argue. We'll see. The poll numbers are basically flat-ish, 50-50-ish, moving up a little, moving down a little on a daily basis. And that's the story behind that right now. My good buddy Charles Gasparino for Fox Business was actually sent to London to cover it. That's how important it is. So on Thursday is the vote. Supposedly, if they leave, they may call a bank holiday. The thought process is that if they leave, there's going to be uncertainty. All hell's going to break loose. Markets this, market that. Here's my thoughts. I don't know. What I do know is this. The economies around the globe are frail. They are being propped up by maniacal central banks that could have gotten out of the way 3-4 years ago and let the market and economy be, and it would come out of it. But no, they wouldn't do that, would they? On top of that, markets are somewhat frail. I know the Dow and S&P are near highs, but I got news for you. There's a lot of stuff that ain't near new highs. The Shanghai market's 40% off the highs. The Nikkei's like in the 20s. The German DAX is in the 20s. There's a lot of frailty around the globe. So the worry is throw any more uncertainty into the scheme of things and there's trouble. Here is the problem again. I want to repeat some. You have 28 countries in the European Union, 28 different politics, 28 different agendas and motives. And, of course, you have some bad countries in there that have just blown their way into major debt. And, unfortunately, countries that are behaving better have to, like, guarantee that crap. And I think a lot of that's the problem. And I know a lot of people in the UK are worried about immigration and where the country's going. Kind of the same thing that's happening here. And, of course, you're racist if you don't like immigration, you know, things like that. That's the big game. And I just don't buy into that stuff. I've always been for immigration. I've been for legal and controlled immigration, not just a just walk in and we'll take care of everything in your life. And I think that therein lies an issue, and I blame the politicians here in this country for letting it go to where it has gone. And they keep doing – I mean, California just might as well – you know, by the way, I don't know if you know this. In California, to go in from California into Mexico, Tijuana, I believe, is the place right there, you got to go through this area. They check you out. They check your car, this, that, and that's both ways. Might as well just get rid of that. You don't need it. That's my contention, my worry. And now a lot of people are complaining. Can't get jobs, can't do this, can't do that. Well, you create something, you get what you reap what you sow, as they say. So we'll see how it plays out. We'll know a lot more. I guess the vote's Thursday. And we'll know, I guess, midday, right? It's 5 hours later in the UK, so let's say 5 o'clock there is 12 o'clock noon in Florida. So we'll see. And again, I just don't know. I don't know what the vote's going to be. I really don't know what the reaction is. I just know the market is a big bag of slop right now, and we've been covering it for you from soup to nuts, and we'll have more on this today. That's all. So thank you for being here. This is Investor's Edge, and we will have lots more to cover. But first, let's get into today's market wrap. And that's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's the great Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com on the day. Dow was up 72, finished up 24. S&P 5, NASDAQ 6, NASDAQ 113. I gather Tesla's not going to help the NASDAQ 100 after the close today. Stocks up 2. Strength in Asia, little strength in Europe. New highs actually contracted today. Advanced declines better on the New York, worse on the NASDAQ. All right, we'll get into the rest of it in a little bit. By the way, did you see the news that the Senate or the House turned down a bill that would block anybody on a terror watch list from buying a gun? Now, as you know, I am Mr. Logic. You know that. And I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in our right to bear arms. But I'm also Mr. Logic. How do you allow somebody on a terror list to buy a gun? Will somebody explain that to me? How there's not a check and a balance on a terror list. Now, I know some people that get on the terror list are not really terrorists. They're mistakes. So, I'd rather inconvenience them than convenience the bad guys. Am I nuts? And I saw somebody said, oh, wait, where do you have checks? No. It is a fact that people on a terror watch list, many can get through and buy a gun. So that's weird to me. Now, remember, I am for the Second Amendment. I believe in the right to bear arms. I am all good with that. I'm just a logical person. on the little things involved. The little things. You know, I don't want a guy that was convicted of shooting somebody 10 years ago to be able to get a gun. I don't believe that person is able to get a gun, if I'm correct. Just my two cents. Up next on The Edge, we'll get in depth in the market. I do have a lot to cover. A couple of things that we've been telling you about are starting to happen, so pay attention. That's up next, and this is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I mentioned earlier... Gosh, Steely Dan is so good. I mentioned earlier about Tesla buying SolarCity, and I used the word incestuous. Now, a lot of people I'm reading are accusing them of self-dealing, and some people are calling it illegal. Anyway, Tesla's down $30 now in the aftermarket on that news. Just so you know, Elon Musk owns both those companies, or has the most shares of it, and it just seems like something's not right, and it looks like the market thinks the same thing, that something may not be right. Just like my New York Knicks. Now, I was thinking about my New York Knicks. Madison Square Garden, New York City, a place where people, great players, used to want to go. I was thinking LeBron goes to Miami, back to Cleveland, doesn't want to go to New York. And, you know, you got Kevin Durant now and all these other players possibly moving around. I don't think Kevin Durant's leaving Oklahoma City, by the way. But nobody wants to go to my team anymore, and I don't blame him because the owner sucks. And Phil Jackson sucks. He's a terrible whatever they call his title that they pay him $15 million for. I guarantee you that if I was the general manager, whatever title he had, you could have paid me $1 million, and I'd have more wins last year than Phil Jackson. I'm serious. It's so depressing. You can obviously see I'm a big Knicks fan. I can excuse my Giants because they gave me two surprise Super Bowl wins in the last 10. They shouldn't have won those two Super Bowls, but they did. So I can kind of live with that for right now. But the Knicks, do you realize this is New York and they haven't had a championship since 72? That's ill. Speaking of that, the Mets, at least they're trying to get close, notwithstanding the last couple of weeks. All right. So notwithstanding Brexit and all this crap we deal with, Mrs. Bubble talked today to Congress, and just so you know, there are several people I can never, ever watch because I'll just vomit. There's certain people I can't even listen to or watch because I'll just vomit. I vomit if I have to listen to any Kardashian. I once got home, and there was a Kardashian on my TV, and I shut the damn thing off. I can't watch it. And by the way, I'm envious that they created this empire out of whatever they do. I can't physically watch and listen to Bill or Hillary Clinton. I can't. It is nauseating to watch them. I got to be careful about what I say here. Let's just say a crooked empire enabled by a crooked media, and irks the hell out of me of where they are. Sorry. Ben Bernanke. Can't listen to him. Can't watch him. Donald Rumsfeld. Can't listen to him. Can't watch him. And actually, that started when somebody asked Donald Rumsfeld, is there anything you would change about you handle the Iraq war? And he said no. You just want to grab him by the neck for saying that. And Janet Yellen. Oh my goodness gracious. This woman has her finger on a button that can print trillions of dollars, move markets left and right, and I swear to you, she wouldn't know how to set up a lemonade stand. And I'm trying to be careful with my words here. The woman doesn't know a thing. And she's the head of the Federal Frickin' Reserve, Central Bank, whatever you want to call it. So I guess she was out talking today, and they asked her about negative interest rates, and she said, well, legally, we can go there. And I'm thinking to myself, holy crap. You got all these other countries doing negative interest rates, screwing you, the saver. Screwing you. Giving you a colonoscopy every day. 0%, and that money you're supposed to be getting, that riskless income investment, is staying with the banks and the lenders. You know, those great banks that did you so right in 08, almost brought the house down, are getting your money because of Ben Bernanke and now Janet Yellen. So I guess she was up there talking and yapping and this, that, and the other thing. And all I know is we're sitting here. We're up to $20 trillion in debt here, $20 trillion of printed money around the globe, 0% interest rates around the globe, $10 trillion in negative rates, countries buying up their own markets. And I hear she saying, well, we got to handle the things. We're okay. We're good. No, you're not good, dummy. You're an imbecile. You have no idea what you've created. You have no idea what the outcome is. You do not know, have any idea what is the final outcome of this experiment. Yet you keep experimenting. And I noticed today a bunch of preferred. I looked at preferred stocks today. $25 preferreds are trading at 28 and 29 and 30. You know why? Because people are being forced to buy stuff at ridiculous prices. Bonds that I bought 5 years ago getting 5%, equivalent bonds today are 1.25%. That's distortion created by Bernanke Yellen. I don't blame the idiots in Japan and the European Union and China for following, because they see, hey, when they did it, the markets went up. Let's get the markets up. But guess what? It don't work in the end. You know what steroids do to you in the end? It shrivels you. Guess where? It breaks down your bones. It's called avascular necrosis, deadening of the bones from steroid use. Guess what? Market's going to get a big dose of avascular necrosis because of these people. So I can't watch them, and I can't listen to them. And there are a few others, but I'll leave it at that list. Yeah, there's actually quite a few others. Frankly, I can't even listen to myself some days. As Jerry Seinfeld said, I can't date me, I hate me. That's when he was dating somebody that was just like him. Anyway, one of my Seinfeldisms. So that's that on that silly thought. Up next, where to be, where not to be. We've been covering you pretty damn well here, darn well, on what areas not to be in. Hope you've been listening. We'll have that and much more on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Okay. Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being here. Hope you're having a great day. For all our great, wonderful friends, fans, people in the West. And all I know is Phoenix, Scottsdale, Tucson, all just everything surrounding there. Stay in the air conditioning. That's all I can tell you. That's hot. Okay? When you can fry an egg on the sidewalk, that's hot. Just take care of yourselves. Don't play with it. All right. Tidbits, one by one. Gold. On Thursday, we simply told you. On Friday, we simply told you. Yesterday, we simply told you. Gold stock's still fine. But Thursday's huge, big, gargantuan volume reversal to the downside, finishing at the lows of the day, usually marks a spot where it ain't going higher right now. All we are doing is seeing one day a stick-out day, a standout day, a sore thumb day. That just tells us for right now, that's it. Just for right now. Does not mean gold's not going to 2,000, 3,000, 8,000, 12,000. We're just letting you know that type of day indicates a near-term top that is not going to be bested anytime soon. Now I know. We got this Brexit thing Thursday, and if they vote to leave, maybe that just gold goes up $50. That's an outlier event. Just all things being equal, we think gold and gold stocks right here, right now, gonna rest. We didn't say they're going into a bear market. We're not saying they're getting trashed. We're just saying they're resting, which typically includes some pulling in, pulling back, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Next. Just going through some areas, because you know what? Major averages are just, you know, slumbering. Biotech remains in a bear market. We've been telling you that forever. We had one respite in April where we said it was turning up off the lows because the market was, but never got going. And then it started rolling over at the end of April, and that was it. We're just letting you know. Surprisingly, because you never know, these biotechs look like they're going to break the lows of February, March, and May. I think there's a shot of it. And I just wouldn't own them. And if you look, go look at Regeneron, new yearly lows. Biogen, new yearly lows. We're talking some serious yonkin. Alexion, new yearly lows. So we would avoid biotechs. Continue. And by the way, this has been going on for a long while now. Next, financials. No juice. That's all. There's just no juice in them right now. You know, every now and then they bounce. Last 3 days, they're kind of sort of trying to bounce up a little bit. They have to get in trash for about 2 weeks. There's just no juice. Now, if you're going to own J.P. Morgan, slow, steady, but not a lot of juice, but hanging in there. I give it that. But Wells Fargo's down at new yearly lows, you know. And we'll see how it goes. Bank America, low end of range. Citi, kind of, sort of, low end of range. Those are hanging in there. But they're not getting going. They're not leadership group. Regional bank, same. Go look at KRE, KBE. Those are regional bank ETF. So financials, not exactly thrilled. Next, the consumer staples continue to act well. Now, when you use the term act well, they ain't skyrocketing. They're not flying. They got better relative strength than most. Defensive. Cisco, S-Y-Y. Big food. We're not talking Cisco Systems. Almost near new yearly highs. Little insider buying. Colgate. Sitting nice and tight. A break above 72 and change would be a good breakout. But earnings down 5, revenues down 8. Clorox. Near new yearly highs. Kraft. Near new yearly highs. Reynolds American. Needs to break out above 52. It'd be a nice breakout. Tobacco. Sorry, I'm mentioning tobacco. Philip Morris, as well as Altria Group. Tobacco. Near new yearly highs. So that's an area That's working, and you can duck money in here. But again, there's no powerful earnings and revenue growth there. They're defensive. Utilities, as we mentioned, I'm not going to mention utility companies. But as interest rates come down, they borrow a lot of money. The cost of capital goes down, and utility companies usually do well. And they've been strong. Utility stocks are up about 12% this year, I think, not including dividends. And when you have a chance, you can look at the new yearly high list. That's where you'll find, you know, that's about all you'll find. Duke Energy, that's where I pay my utilities to, almost at new yearly highs. So that's okay. Some of the real estate's still working, though. A lot of them are pulling back, and you got to be stock selective there. That's another area that's acting okay. But notice, very defensive. Not so sure that's great news, but we'll see. We'll keep reporting, and we'll see what happens. So food, drugs, beverage, tobacco, household products. In the Dow, we continue to avoid Apple. Disney's still not acting well. McDonald's not acting well in here. Nike not acting well. United Tech not acting well. But on the other end, Exxon and Chevron act fine in the oils, big oil. And we say act fine, they're not doing a lot. But if you have to be fully invested, these are the places you're parked right now. 3M acting fine. Even though earnings are down, revenues are down, Verizon acting fine. But just not a lot of juice. And as we've told you, the Dow and S&P are where they were late 2014. Small caps and NYSE, some others. 2013, 2.5 years of no gains. So we'll see what comes of it. The good news is, while you have all these areas not acting that great, and by the way, some of the transports, the rails, truckers not acting well, the autos not acting well, the cruise lines, the hotels not acting well in travel area, there's plenty of areas just not acting well. But whatever is holding up some of these major indices right now. It needs to continue. Semiconductors act pretty good. Few names in there that remain strong. Applied Materials, AMAT. Texas Instruments, TXN, acts fine. Slow but fine. Sales down 5%. Hey, I'm just reporting to you the news. Broadcom, AVGO, acts okay. Somewhat Apple related, though. Advanced Micro Devices, coming back to life. AMD, strong as an ox. With their 19% drop in earnings and their 12-cent loss. Hey, I'm just, you know, hey. I guess maybe things are getting better. So semis are okay. Oil's in between. They're hanging in there fine. Acting better than the commodity. In a little bit of a pullback mode here, but I got to tell you, nice, tight, and controlled pullback, and we'll watch it. When you look at the ETFs, if you look at the OIH, a break back above 30.5 would be important. The XLE, well, basically just watch Chevron, Exxon, Conoco, and a couple others, Occidental. And the Explorer's XOP, as long as it holds the 50-day good. So the oils are okay, just not big leading. And oil prices have started to slow down, but they're hanging in there. We'd rather see oil lower. Helps the consumer. So that's a bunch of tidbits for you. Boeing doing a big deal with Iran because Iran loves capitalism. Actually, if it's not Boeing, Airbus would be doing it. We'll have an explanation on that in a couple of minutes. And much more. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaufman.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. A few bits of news. Netflix raising prices. Stocks not acting very well. The thought process, they may lose some people, but they'll make it up in the higher prices. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I think the bigger issue for Netflix is that I think we have a bubble in our ears and our eyes. You know, the entertainment, there's so many places we can get our stuff from now, and I think there's a lot of competition. We'll see what happens. Boeing is making planes for Iran, up to $25 billion. In case you don't know, Iran has the oldest fleet of airlines in the world, and they've signed a deal with Airbus. I think company ATR, which is, I think, French-Italian company. That's turboprops, and there's more to come. It has not been approved yet. It will take months to be approved, as Iran, kind of like still a terrorist state, at least helps terrorists out. And there are a lot of questions, about what they're doing, how they're doing. You know my feeling on the deal with Iran. Michael Jackson. They found a lot of child porn at his house. Boy, I had no idea. Scumbag. Anybody in this world that abuses children, I can't say on air what I think should be done to them. And you do know he paid out $20 million to a family that accused him. Would you pay out $20 million to somebody that you did nothing to? Let him not rest in peace. Does that mean? Somebody's going to accuse me of being mean. Sorry, can't help myself. I have certain rules in life. I can hear the emails now. I got the question, because I keep mentioning on air about the Russell is where it was 2013, other indices 2014. Many areas have been absolutely squashed, and I know energy's up, but it's still way down from the highs. How do you handle things? What do you tend to do? Well, as we have told you and we repeat, we're slower. Take our time, relax. And just play it as it comes. I got news for you. The Dow, as I look at how it looks right now, is a stone throws away from breaking out to new highs. That would be an 18-month range-bound breakout. Same for the S&P. That's 500 stocks. Now, what do you do at that point if there's so many areas in bad shape? And these areas break out. Well, you find out what's breaking out and causing the S&P to break out. And you act accordingly. I think I mentioned on this show, I think it was 2011. Don't quote me on that, but I'm guessing it was 2011. Maybe it was 12, I don't know. Whenever it was. There was a time where the Dow broke out of a very nice looking range. It was like 8 months, 10 months long. And it was a pretty tight range. And of course, right around that time, within a week before, up to it, there was like 13 Dow stocks that broke out. Perfectly. Boring, big, liquid Dow stocks. And guess what happened when that happened? They went up nicely. We're not talking about 100, 200% movers. But nicely, 15%, things like that. So if we get that on major indices, the first thing I'm looking at is, all right, what's doing the trick? and act accordingly. Knowing that underneath the surface, not so great. That's what's looking under the hood. And they're just always points in time, kids. There's always points in time. Where? There's just certain areas working and the rest are not. And the job is to get in tune with them things that are working and ignore the things that are not. And that's how we'll look at it. We will have tunnel vision. We will have absolute tunnel vision on that. And we will drown out what ain't working. Just so you know, when we went into the bear market in 2000 and had one of the worst bear markets ever, in and around that time, housing stocks broke out of range and had a big move. Of course, they were trading at 1x earnings as they were sold off to buy anything internet and tech. So if you have tunnel vision on what exactly looks right and works, and it's not easy, but that's where you can make some good hay and really outperform the masses. So we're going to have tunnel vision if that occurs. And we'll let you know. But it remains, ladies and gentlemen, just a mixed bag of slop. And we'll take it slow until power really starts to show itself. And you can't hide power in the markets. You can't hide leadership. You can't hide great moves. Lastly, do not forget Phoenix. $150 gift certificate for dinner. Just email me at GaryK.com. We'll do it till tomorrow morning. Just email me at GaryK.com, your name, phone number, that's it. Pick it out of a hat tomorrow. We're just giving away $150 because we're nice. Next up will be Portland and many others. So have a great evening. Drive carefully. I'm going to work out. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you work out. And make sure you hug your children. Night-night, all. Bye-bye.
This clean edit of Investor's Edge created by Stu Lander. Follow me at twitter.com/STOLANDER.